Calgary's most recognized morning news personalities.
The Morning News with Gord Gillies and Sue Dyal on 770 CHQR.
8:12, and just within an hour, I think they're going to be very busy at SAIT as a conference opens there with some pretty unique guest speakers. It's called Artificial Intelligence, the Now Game Changer. Among those who will be speaking and then part of a panel is James Graham, President and CEO of Guild One Inc. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Gord. How are you?
Good. Interested in learning a little bit about your company and how AI has impacted you. And we'll begin by joking. You know, whenever we think of artificial intelligence, it immediately goes to robots. But it's a little broader than that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think most people kind of get to the Terminator sort of they're going to take over the world concept fairly closely. And that's reinforced, of course, in popular media by a lot of leaders in the space. So it doesn't really help. But I think to your point, we really talk about machine intelligence being part of many kind of technology vectors now as it moves into what were previous manually. It's really about automation. And if you can think of any business process that can use automation and use, industrial level data integration, we start to see where machine learning and machine intelligence really comes to the fore.
Sure. Tell us what Guild One Inc. does.
Well, right now we're very known for our blockchain work. We work with, very happy to have very progressive companies here in Calgary that are looking at new ways to do business, new ways to restore profitability. Currently, we've been doing blockchain work, which is, of course, distributed ledgers and smart contracts, which is another form of automation. And inside of, blockchain, you've got that AI in the middle. Because there's a really interesting vector now about using machine intelligence and machine reading of contracts and of documentation to actually validate those data points that we put onto Ledger. So it's really about this convergence around this automation of IoT, that industrial internet sort of sensors, remote devices, contracts in the middle executed on blockchains, and then AIs that arbit not only how data gets on and validate data, but how we validate transactions on the chain.
You're way smarter than I am. Can you dumb that down a little bit for me? I know it's using the blockchain, though, to kind of check out contracts and do it faster.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem with contract execution is generally that we disagree because we have different set of facts inside of Company X and Company Y, the transactors. And we maintain those facts because we've never really had an easy, secure, private way to share those facts with our counterparties. Spend a lot of time cleaning up our own databases, but the minute we go to transact, we have all of the friction with our counterparties. So blockchain and AI give us abilities and tools to kind of share and compare data across that contract divide. And then the blockchain allows us to execute the value. Hmm.
So, James, it's not sort of, far out robots all the time. It can be super practical for using AI.
Absolutely. And where Alberta's been in leadership positions, if you look at the AMI, the Machine Intelligence Institute up in Edmonton that's moving into Calgary, natural language processing, reading of contracts, getting data from multiple sources, being able to understand, validate, and integrate that data into processes. And this is where Alberta's kind of leading. An unknown gem is that AMI has won many awards around natural language processing in global constructs. So we just need to do a better job of working as a team because that's where we're at now. It's the automation vector. And if we get together as a team, we have such built-in advantages in this province.
Well, I love how we're using it now through your company as one example where we are continuing to develop the resource we have here in our province, but also do it in ways that may take us in a whole new direction as that resource winds down.
I think that's very true. And I think what the resource industry really gives the science, and the industrial technology industries here is a really good solid basis, a really good set of data to work from. But then if we can get our data scientists engaged in this work, we do have a shortage of high-level talent here. And I think most of the institutions, and it's really good to be at Aztec here today, are trying to scramble to that challenge and meet it. But this is the biggest team sport I've ever seen in my career. I'm about 50 years old, worked all of it in technology, and now we're at this vector where we need to work together and collaborate because the technology requires it to deliver the value.
Well, it's exciting to hear about that. You're going on today at SAIT. You've got another trio of others that you'll be part of the speakers group with, all in their industries, really pushing the envelope. Good luck today. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it.
You betcha. James Graham, President and CEO of Guild One Inc. They're taking place. Still tickets available if you want, by the way, at SAIT today. The conversation about AI is artificial intelligence, the now game changer.